USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris is continuing her first foreign trip today, with the focus shifting now to Mexico. She's meeting with the country's president a day after similar talks in Guatemala. As far as when she'll go to the U.S.-Mexico border, Lester Holt on NBC's Today Show pressed the issue.
Do you have any plans to visit the border?
At some point, we are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making. I'm not discounting the importance of the border.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is planning to ease border restrictions for fully vaccinated people against coronavirus. The border has been closed to non-essential travel since last year. USA Radio News.
It may be the biggest cover-up of our time. Was the coronavirus created in a lab? And did the Chinese government hide the truth? Now, Steve Cortez and Jen Pellegrino give you the shocking truth on their hit Newsmax show, Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is already the fourth largest cable news channel in America. And all this week, Cortez and Pellegrino tell you the real story about the coronavirus the big media won't tell you. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, find Newsmax for free on your smart TV, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, or more. And remember, you can download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. Join millions of Americans turning off the old cable news and going to Newsmax for real news they can trust. Check Newsmax out today.
Dozens of cheering supporters gathered outside the Houston Methodist Baytown campus Monday night as several medical workers refused to get a COVID-19 vaccine as they ended their last shift working for the hospital. As far as why or when she'll get the COVID-19 vaccine, Melissa Smith is a nurse at the hospital. She tells ABC's Good Morning America,
I am more than willing to take it once the FDA has approved it.
The act of protest was aimed at what workers said was the hospital's decision to suspend employees for 2 weeks without pay and then fire them for failing to immunize themselves. The U.S. trade deficit tightened in April. Figures out Tuesday show the deficit narrowed from a record $75 billion in March to $68.9 billion in April. Exports were up 1.2%, while imports dropped 1.4%. The deficit with China falling by $7.1 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Uber Eats, Postmates, and DoorDash say they will no longer waive delivery fees for customers who order from black-owned restaurants in Arizona to settle charges by the state that the deal violated the Arizona Civil Rights Act. The companies adamantly deny any wrongdoing in the promotions, which were announced last summer at the height of the Black Lives Matter movement. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich disagrees.
Yeah, it's absolutely dumbfounded when you think about this, but this is the problem, whether it's big tech, whether it's sports teams now, all of this corporate America is trying to trip over themselves to social signal, virtual signal, to show how woke they are, and what they're doing is creating these incentives, which we believe obviously were illegal, but it's a more fundamental problem. The far left and their useful idiots in corporate America now are essentially undermining what being American is about. And this country isn't founded on a race, it's not founded on a creed, not founded on a religion. And if we start dividing people by race, we start tearing down the very fabric that unites us. And that's why it's so problematic. And, you know, maybe because my family came from the former Yugoslavia, the Balkans, and first generation, there's a reason why they call it Balkanization, Tucker. And if we allow our country to keep being divided by race, we will reach a tipping point, which I don't think we can come back from.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well. At USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.